someday.
Hey,
someday.
Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby.
Well, of course I
like that. That's why it was so butt ugly.
That's right.
Very nice. The situation that exists in this hour of Good Day, beyond Good Day, story time, in essence, from those members of the crew who have stories to impart. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Uri Geller will join us later on in the hour. At least I think that's the plan. And meanwhile, Roberta, because you've been gone the longest, you have a string of stories for us, I'm sure.
A string of stories.
Yes.
I got one really good story related to the election yesterday. You know, with social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, people were taking pictures of their ballots before they inserted it into the machine and posting it online to show the way they voted.
Really?
Very, very common. They were all over the place. Well,
did you do that?
No, I didn't, but tons of people were. But what people didn't realize that by doing that, by photographing your ballot and putting it on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or any of the social media sites, you are actually breaking the law.
Really?
It is illegal in all 50 states. It's illegal to photograph your ballot and to show it to somebody else.
Why?
Well, it's an outdated law. Well, it goes back to the time where employers or union bosses or mob bosses or what have you would try to influence people's votes and say, you know, if you better vote for this person and you better show me proof.
Right.
So the proof would be a photograph of your ballot. So it goes back to, you know, the time before
privacy.
Social media, media, before, you know, everybody puts everything
online.
Bosses
would intimidate. You'd be intimidated
exactly,
by the boss. You vote the way I want, I'm going to fire you.
Exactly, exactly. Right. But those laws are still on the books, and apparently it could be a misdemeanor if you photograph your ballot and put it online. So if you did that yesterday, just be warned, the photography police may be after you.
I missed her as well.
The photographer police?
No, misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor?
Oh, misdemeanor.
Yeah. You remember misdemeanor? She was
that was my Halloween
grade.
Costume 1 year. Did you know
really?
That?
No.
Yeah, I went as a beauty contestant, and I put a sash, and I was misdemeanor. Actually, no, I was misbehaved. Yeah. My friend went as misdemeanor. That's
The good news is, though, if you did do this, your vote will not be invalidated. Your vote will still be valid, but you could possibly be prosecuted, though the chances of that happening are highly unlikely.
Yeah, right. Well, first of all, how are they going to know? How do they know it's you? I suppose if your Facebook...
If you're putting on a Facebook or Twitter or somebody...
Facebook identity and figure it out.
Yeah, but people will know who you are, you know, on Facebook, Twitter. They can trace that back, just as they can trace back if you download music illegally. They can trace it back to your IP address.
It's got a digital thumbprint that always goes back to you.
All right, so Jennifer, in light of that, let's check in on our social media, the status of various questions that we have at facebook.com/goodday or Twitter on Good Day Show. On Good Day or on Good Day Show? I never remember that.
At Good Day Show. Well, you know what, Dougie? What we have not done yet is we have not picked our mom winner of the day.
No, we haven't.
I'm not sure if you would like to do that.
I think that would be swell.
You think so?
I think it would be swell.
Could I get
a drum
roll?
Saying we're going to do it, and then I forget to do it. So please, save me.
All right, so if you're wondering what we're talking about, we've asked moms and dads, too, to give us your smart parenting tip on Facebook or at Twitter. And we're picking one winner every single day, and that person gets a $25 Visa card, which is very cool. Our winner today is Deborah Burkhalter. Congratulations, Deborah. She said,
how do you know she pronounces it, Deborah?
How do you know it's not Deborah?
Because I've seen Deborah, but I've also seen Deborah. I've known
both.
So
it's Burkhalter?
Yeah, so Deborah or, or
is
Deborah.
Is it spelled differently?
It's D-E-B-O-R-A.
Okay.
It's a Deborah. Deborah.
Yeah, I mean it's...
Rather than D-E-B-R-A.
H. Okay. Anyway, whatever. Mrs. Burkhalter, please call. Her tip today is to always smile when you see your kids. She said, leave no doubt that they are the most important persons in your world at that moment. When they call out mom, instead of saying what, answer with yes, because being nice makes the day less stressful.
Oh, very cool.
So congratulations to you. You'll be winning a $25 gift card. And you can enter, too. It's not too late. We're going to be doing this all the way through Christmas. So enter your top mom or top parenting tips at facebook.com/goodday show or at twitter.com/goodday show.
And look for the Smart Mom Tip of the Day contest brought to you by Exogen Accurate Temperature Read. One, singular.
Reads. Well, no, reads all every time.
Right. All right. This is very cool for children. $25 Visa gift card. You can send us your tip, as Jennifer suggested. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show or at Good Day Show. So what else do we have there that we need to report on, Jennifer? Anything significant?
Yeah, we're asking what your experience was at the polls yesterday. And people are saying, you know, it was a waste of time if you weren't happy with the outcome. Some people, like Jean said, it wasn't bad at all. Voting went right in. There was no line to put your ballots in the machine. So let us know what your experience is on our Facebook page. And also, you can see the results to our straw poll, which was very unofficial since Mitt Romney won by a landslide in our poll and not quite in real life.
All right, check it out. Facebook.com/Good Day Show or at Good Day, Good Day Show on Twitter. Here's a very good, very timely item. Actually, there are three items from Pure Attitude that I find to be timely because these are the ultimate anti-aging skincare products. You can join the VIP Beauty Club by going to justaskdavid.com/Doug or by calling 941-505-2631. These are essentials for healthy skin that have been put together by the folks at Pure Attitude. Stopping, reversing, preventing the effects of aging is what this is all about, because they've taken the water out of the mix and they've taken the chemicals out of the mix. Products now that you were never able to get before, and now you can, from Pure Attitude. It's all natural. Again, no water, no chemicals. This product line is proven to stop, reverse, and prevent the aging of your skin. That's a really strong statement to make. Let me repeat it. This product line is proven to stop, reverse, and prevent the aging of your skin. And unlike a lot of the commercials you heard for the politicians over the past month, this is actually true. Get three pieces of skin essentials. There are a number of things you can put together, but the one we've put together, this three-piece skin kit, has a moisturizer. It has, let's see, what do we have in here? The wash, the face wash, and an eye serum, which, Roberta, you would love. All right, so all three of these things, purifying face wash, hydrogen moisturizer, and the Multifix eye serum, available now for $144. No, for $88, the $144 price is to the riffraff. If you go to justaskdavid.com/Doug, you get the $88 deal, and you won't pay shipping and handling. So this is your prescription for youth, Pure Attitudes. It's 941-505-2631 to order it on the phone, 941-505-2631, or go to justaskdavid.com/Doug and join the VIP Beauty Club.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online, every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strattor P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Get ready. Our flooring sale starts Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Next up in the hit parade is Jennifer Horn with her Beyond Good Day story for the day, for the moment, for these times we live in. Jennifer?
Well, you know, Dougie, I like to think that, you know, I've got my finger on the pulse of fashion.
Really?
I feel like I know things, something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just was reading about this new perfume that's been launched by a company called Demeter. Roberta, do you know what Demeter is?
No, never heard of them.
It's a fragrance company that does pure scents. So they don't necessarily do perfumes, but they do like magnolia. So you can smell like magnolia. Mm. They do orchids. Different types of essential smells, I guess. Well, they've made an announcement that they are releasing their brand new perfume, bum ba ba bum, entitled Sushi.
Little smoke deal.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if sushi and raw fish is exactly what people want to smell like, but I'm guessing dogs and cats will really, really love you if you wear this. They're saying it's not going to make you... Yeah, they're saying it's not going to make you smell like fish. Exactly. You'll get picked up at the ocean. But it's going to give you the smell of cooked sticky rice and seaside seaweed laced with hints of ginger and lemon essence.
Yum.
Doesn't sound that bad when they describe it, right?
Doesn't sound that good either.
Yummy.
So let me ask you this question. If you went up to a woman, Rich, and she was wearing like a this kind of smelling perfume, would you be intrigued because it's something that you love, because you love sushi? Or
I love sushi.
Would this turn you off that she smells
like
sushi?
I'd throw some wasabi and soy sauce on her and say, let's go.
Would you go, wasabi?
Wasabi.
Roberta, would you wear sushi perfume?
No, people would think that I hadn't bathed in a while.
I was trying not to go there.
Why? All right, well, you can have like your fish.
Your very own 1 ounce cologne spray could be it yours for just $20, or you could get the large size 4 ounce for only $39.50, which is pretty good. And the people that have tried it, it's got 3.25 stars out of 4, so not too bad. I guess people are liking it.
Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm.
No accounting for taste, literally and figuratively.
Exactly.
What kind of foolishness
is it? What I think is funny is you can review this online, and one of them says, not just for lunch and dinner, pretty impressive, the blending of soft rice, sharp vinegar, and spicy ginger.
Wasabi!
Fazza!
Wasabi!
Fazza! Love in the on the radio, in your ear.
I wonder if there's spicy tuna.
How about swordfish?
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Have my cool moments, as do we all. Yeah, here's a story that is cool in a manner of speaking. A woman from Cleveland sentenced to wear an idiot sign after she drove on the sidewalk to go around a stopped school bus. I want to check that story out at DougStephan.com. The judge says, okay, lady, you are an idiot. And because you are, you'll walk around your neighborhood every day for a month wearing an idiot sign. How do you do this? How are you so selfish? That's our, all yeah. that is.
Have you seen this video?
Of the woman?
Of the woman driving around,
the school bus.
On the sidewalk. Yeah.
I mean, actually, I saw a picture. I haven't seen the video.
She is an idiot.
Yeah, of course she's an idiot.
And she did it every day for like a month.
Yeah. So here's something that I find, I guess, compelling in a manner of speaking, and it happens all the time, not with school buses necessarily, but when I'm driving down the road, yesterday, for example, we had a manure spreader was moving from one farm to another on the farm, and a fellow driving it, this is a really big manure spreader, so it takes up a lot of the room in the road. So he's in front of me, I'm behind him, and I have the flashers on the pickup truck so that people behind us would know that, you know, there's something that you're coming upon that's dangerous. We're going 20 miles an hour, which happens to be the speed limit, and maybe 19, but we're right on the speed limit for this road. Some guy comes up behind us, and he passes me and the manure spreader, and there is a car in the, this is obviously a narrow country road, so there's a car coming toward us. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't stop. He pays no attention. He's blowing his horn, not necessarily actually at us, but at the guy who's heading toward him at a normal rate of speed to get out of the way because he's more important, obviously, than the person who's headed in the same the right direction on the right side of the road. And there's a double yellow line on the road. This is the kind of people that you deal with every day. Where do these selfish son of a guns come from? How is it that people think they have, they're so important, and they're in such a hurry, and what they have to do needs to get done that second, so you drive around a school bus on a sidewalk? What are you, where are you going? You idiot. Right? Isn't that, I mean, that's the,
that's yeah,
the
I mean, is it really important that you can put kids' lives at risk just so you can get home 13 seconds faster?
Turn on Wendy Williams?
60 seconds faster.
Yeah. Right. They're always at the next stoplight right in front of you.
Yeah.
Always. So, anyway, she got what she deserved. So, Richie, what do you have for us?
No, I don't have any stories. I just like hearing yours.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah. I have another one for you.
Good. Bring it on.
Here's a Pennsylvania man arrested after flashing his breast implants at Walmart shoppers.
Huh?
Jeremy Owens was busted following this incident in the Lackawanna County Walmart. Apprehended after he left the store and boarded a municipal bus from which he had to be forcibly removed. After being cuffed and placed in a cruiser, Mr. Owens banged his head against the vehicle's window, apparently cutting himself in the process, which then allowed him to allegedly spit blood at officers.
Fantastic. Really, now, how come he has breast implants?
Well, I think that's another part of the story that isn't quite clear here.
It's going to be on one of those ugly faces of Walmart emails that we all get.
Attention, Walmart shoppers.
Yeah.
Bras for all you men in aisle section 15.
Yeah. Bras for all of you men.
Bras for all of you men who need
bras. For Steeler bras. 15,
Bras for jocks.
That's right.
Hey, can you believe that? Where do these people, and this sort of reminds me of the story, and this is, again, another reason why the country is so out of control. A federal judge has required that the state of Massachusetts pay for a sex change operation and an inmate in Walpole State Prison. The state of Massachusetts, me, through tax dollars, this man is entitled to have a, because he's been identified as some kind of schizophrenic, and the only way to help him is to change his sexual identity, for which I, as a taxpayer, am going to pay. Isn't that cool?
So he's really going to become Bubba's girlfriend.
Apparently. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
After the hour on the Beyond Good Day program, Jennifer and Rich and Roberta and Doug entertaining Dr. John Aukerman right now. Dr. Aukerman is a professor at Anderson University. And the reason that I wanted to talk to Professor Aukerman was because he sent me an email that basically focused on a problem that I perceive to be negative. And he thought that I was wrong, so I thought we ought to have the conversation. Now the election is over. We can maybe look at these things with a clearer head. First of all, Professor Aukerman, thank you for joining us. It's kind of cool to have somebody send information along. We think about it and think, okay, let's have a conversation about this. That's the one of the best things about our democracy. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. And thank you for having me on to talk about this issue.
Happy to have you here. Tell us about Anderson University, first of all, and what kind of a school it is, because I am not familiar. I know it's in Anderson, Indiana, and we have a lot of listeners there, but I don't know too much about the school itself.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a small liberal arts university that's related to the Church of God, which is headquartered in Anderson, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And when I say small, we have about 2,700 students in all of our programs, graduate and undergraduate.
That's not a bad size. I went to Heidelberg, which is not far from you, actually, in Anderson, Indiana. It's over in Tiffin, Ohio. I was on the board there for about 12 years, and I think the max we had students between the two programs about 1,600, 1,700. But your school is a good size because it's easily managed and you can offer a lot of programs still, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, my hometown is Cleveland, Ohio, and I've driven between Anderson and Cleveland a lot of times and gone right through Tiffin and right past Heidelberg.
Right.
And every time I hear you talk about Heidelberg, I say, yeah, I've seen
it.
Yeah,
it's always nice to put a face and not only a face, but a visualization of anything mm-hmm. together with our own experiences. I think that's also very cool.
Yes.
Anyway, so you wanted to talk about what you thought was wrong in my perception of early voting results.
Yeah.
The reason that is an issue, and I'll explain what I had said, and maybe this is why Professor Aukerman had an exception to take with it. I'm appalled, and have said this not just this year, but more this year, because of the information that we had on the results of early voting. I don't think we should know anything about what people do prior to the results of the general votes being cast and counted. And a number of people vote early, you said you've never heard any of these early voting results. So I have had them here where I am in Massachusetts. Matter of fact, I was yelling at the radio yesterday, quiet! So even if these things were released, do you not have a problem with that?
Oh, I'd have a problem with it if they counted the early votes and released the results. I'd have a big problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But over here where I live in Indiana, I've never heard any early voting results announced. And
really?
Even in listening to national media,
mm-hmm.
Now you're a whole lot more in touch with the news than I am.
Don't count on that.
You're in the radio business.
We all have our prejudices. Let me just go around the table here. Richie, did you hear any evidence of early voting results where you are in Washington?
It was turnout. Is what they were
saying.
But
it wasn't. There's not many voted for Obama. Were there exit polls where
there
this
were no
many people
polls.
Voted
what
for Obama, this many people
was,
voted for Romney, et cetera?
They were talking about turnout and what they it was might as well have been results because they could say turnout for Democratic voting and turnout for Republican voting is up, is down, is high, is low, whatever it is. So you might as well say the results for early voting are.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer in Los Angeles, did you hear anything or see any evidence of early results of voting in California before the end of the day, before the polls were closed?
No, actually, I think we're pretty good about that. There was a little talk on one of the radio shows I was listening to about exit polls. They dealt mostly with people that we're talking about the local propositions here in the state.
Right. All right. And as far as New York is concerned, Roberta, what did you hear, if anything, about some of the results of vote? Because in New York, I think 30% of the ballots were cast before the election. I'm glad to hear that, Roberta. Thank you.
She's still voting.
Yeah, she is. That could be it. She votes early and often. Yeah. All right, so anyway, I guess I'm coming around to the point. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill here, but what really troubled me, and I sort of am underscoring it with you, Professor Aukerman, the thing that I would like to guard against is, and I don't even understand what the early voting is all about. How do you know, really, until Election Day, that there isn't going to be something important happen that might change your vote? Why would you commit yourself to voting for somebody or something?
Some people voted before the storm Sandy and didn't get to see how he handled that.
Right.
Yeah, that is a question in my mind, too. You know, for the first time ever in my life, I participated in early voting here in Indiana.
You did.
And it was
why,
after,
if I may ask, did you do that?
Because I didn't want to stand in a long line on Election Day.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was after I voted that Richard Murdoch, the candidate for Senate, had his faux pas. And I had, you know, some slight feeling of I wish I could rethink that vote.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm agreeing with what you just said. What's the point of early voting? Unless it's to ease congestion on Election Day, but it didn't help in Florida.
No.
They had these long lines last night.
Yeah,
I don't get it, you know.
Yeah, you know what I thought was confusing? You know, all of these news agencies all have their experts who sit back at a table and they look at the early results, the actual numbers. They look at exit polling. And they take these formulas and they are able to concoct the number which they predict the winner with.
Yep.
So on one of them, I was just, I didn't get it. Okay, I get it. You talk to people coming out and they're saying, I voted this way, I voted that way. All right, that's a sample. And then you look at the real numbers coming in and you see some motion there. And you say, okay, we put these two together, 2 and 2 makes 4. Well, on one of them, they called it for Romney, even though the actual numbers counted at that point were only -1%. and the numbers were higher for Obama than they were for Romney. So minus 1%, Obama had more actual votes at that point, yet they were able to call it for Romney based on the exit polling and the actual numbers.
This is wrong.
And I could not, for the life of me, it just doesn't make sense. And I, you know, and my wife is going, what's up with this? I don't know.
A lot of people, including me, have similar kinds of questions, but I can tell you this much, you know, as part of my doctoral program, I had to take a course in statistics, and it was the hardest course I took. You know,
I'm sure.
I studied harder for that than for anything else, but I know the theory behind stats, and when they get a certain amount of information in, they can project with something like a 97% accuracy rate, you know, what the outcome is going to be.
And that's what they were saying.
And it's at 3% when they make a mistake. They have to take it back.
Well, see, I think that's voter. In a way, you can make a case that's voter fraud.
But they hit it.
Fraudulent. Yeah, they did.
They hit it.
Professor, thank you. We had a good conversation. Appreciate
your
being in touch with us, and I'm glad to have met you, and thank you for listening. John Aukerman,
yes,
who is a professor at Anderson University in Anderson, Indiana, on Good Day. Richie's story is next on Beyond Good Day here.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Holiday celebrations are filled with food, fun, and drinks, which can often lead to spills and stains. This year, enjoy the festivities and worry less about your laundry with Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent Power Packs. These single-use pre-measured packs deliver the ultimate convenience for one of the busiest times of the year without any measuring, spills, or bulky bottles. Power Packs also cost up to 30% less than the leading single-use detergent, so you can save on holiday and laundry budgets. Arm & Hammer Power Packs contain a groundbreaking microcrystal formula to remove the holiday's messiest stains. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda Boosters help neutralize and eliminate tough odors for long-lasting freshness. So whether you're cleaning gravy-stained linens or freshening winter coats, Arm & Hammer Power Packs can provide the clean you need at a fraction of the leading single-use brand. Two varieties, Toss & Done and Crystal Burst plus OxiClean, are available at retailers nationwide. For more ways to save time and money this holiday season, visit armandhammer.com.
Liz.
Todd.
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right. 14 before the hour is as Beyond Good Day continues with a story now from Rich McFadden. Very carefully to his words, listening to his words, because we all know that his words carry a lot of weight.
Mine don't, but if you're the cool kid on the block, or you're the cool kid in school, your words can carry a lot of weight, Doug.
Really?
Yeah, there's a high school freshman. Her name was Shai Johnson from Queens Creek, Arizona, who happens to have a brain disorder. And she is the prototypical outsider at the new girl on campus. And obviously was easy to pick on for some other kids. So her mom decided, after some of the bullying incidents got bad, to reach out and see if maybe she could help a little bit. And through social media, she was able to connect with the most popular kid in school, who was the quarterback of the football team, and reached out for help. And every day, the whole football team would sit with this girl at lunch.
That is so sweet. That's awesome.
And they would walk her down the halls. And if you see the girl, I mean, you know, she's heavy set and she's not, you know, she's just, that is, you know, and it's just, right. And so, and just with the brain disorder and everything, and she's like, they're all very nice to me. They're all very sweet. Nobody bothers me anymore. And the kids on the football team are just like, you know what? All this is pretty easy for us being popular. It's not easy for her. It's easy for us to help.
Yeah.
And he did.
And what a lesson.
That's cool. That's
that is. It's so simple. But and I said this not being facetious, talking about your words carry a lot of weight, but it is actions that bring things into being. And when you hear somebody say, actions speak louder than words, what you say doesn't necessarily always line up with what you are doing. But if you are, what is it they call it, walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking the talk, it's easy for others to learn from your example. So this bullying thing has gotten so out of control in our country. And well, I don't even know, does it...
The reason
how
I,
much of a problem is it elsewhere besides here in America?
No, indeed, bullying is human nature. Right?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But how many times have we heard stories like this, and this is why I brought it up, in the past 2-3 years where social networking has somehow created some big, massive story out of the underdog being helped by Mr. or Mrs. Popularity. You know, we had the one in Omaha or something last year where the kid created a Twitter handle saying, be nice to other kids at school type thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've just, it seems like you hear once every 2 or 3 months a story like
this. So there's action, then there's reaction, Richie.
Yes.
That's what you're basically saying.
So, yeah, I think that the reaction is becoming, people aren't afraid anymore to look like, I'm standing with the dork.
Uh-huh.
I'm helping the dork. I'm helping the unpopular person. Yeah. They're not afraid to stand up for that person anymore. And in my kids' classrooms in their elementary school, they had a no bullying day, and they all got these little rubber wristbands, and it said, stand by me. And it basically, they had high school kids come over from the high school right next door and say, we're here to help if you ever feel like you're being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's kind of neat to see that, you know, because back in my day and back in Jennifer's day and Doug, your day, I'm sure.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it was,
I mean,
just handle it. Yeah.
You got bullied, you either took it or you fought, and there was nobody there to help you.
No, I've been in more than one fight because of things like that. And it's never pleasant. Never pleasant.
But
and
you learn from it.
Yeah, you
and
do.
That's the thing, man.
Learning your lessons.
Well, you know,
if you don't do anything,
I don't know how to say this, but you have to learn how to take care of yourself.
All right. So here's one of the, you got to take care of yourself emotionally as well as physically, spiritually, all of the things that are components as to how you are made up. If you don't, you are exercising or engaging in a form of self-sabotage.
Yeah.
You don't stick up for yourself, and it's very hard to do. It's kind of...
You have to.
Also, there are things you have going on with you, the fear-based thinking, commitment, I mean, all kinds of things that bring you around to, woo, look out for that. And if you don't get a handle on it and work it, then you are sabotaging your own
possibilities. So you want to be protected, but at the same time, you have to learn how to stick up for yourself.
Yeah, good for you. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Doug on the Good Day program.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's the day after, and so the winner is... I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. As it turns out, we didn't have to wait until after midnight Eastern Time or in any time zone to get a declared winner. It was just after 11 p.m. Eastern Time last night that President Barack Obama was declared the victor for a second term in office. It did, however, take quite a while for Governor Romney to officially concede and make that congratulatory phone call, which he told his supporters in Boston that he did make.
To congratulate him on his victory, his supporters and his campaign also deserve congratulations. I wish all of them well.
Meanwhile, in Chicago, party time at Obama headquarters. The president would eventually emerge and make his victory speech, saying he knows Americans can work together for the common good.
The belief that while each of us will pursue our own individual dreams, we are an American family and we rise or fall together as one nation and as one people.
As for Congress, Democrats retain the majority in the U.S. Senate. Republicans still control the House, with House Speaker John Boehner saying Americans made one thing perfectly clear with this election.
There's no mandate for raising tax rates.
Sounds like the battle lines remain the same. No doubt we'll be hearing plenty of post-mortem analysis today and in the days to come about what happened yesterday and why. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Nana and Papa with rich Jell-O pudding from Walmart, which is impressive considering their age. Eat moist Betty Crocker cookies. Come your cousins now with Nestle Toll House morsels. Walmart has everything you need for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Election Day turned out to be a rally day on Wall Street. The Dow up about 133 points yesterday, closing just shy of 13,246. S&P with an 11-point gain. NASDAQ up more than 12 points. Crude oil jumped more than $3 a barrel, closing at $88.71, blamed on the after effects of Hurricane Sandy. Speaking of which, power is still out for more than 950,000 homes and businesses in New Jersey and New York as a result of last week's hurricane, and the race to restore power is taking on additional urgency with a nor'easter expected to blow through the area today. Here's meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
As the storm intensifies, it should lash the coast of the northeastern United States with some rain and wind. High wind warnings are in effect from southern coastal New England along the coast of New York and into eastern New Jersey.
Residents as far south as Maryland are also bracing for heavy rain, high winds, and possibly even some snow today as well. And finally, some Election Day leftovers. First, in Dalton, Illinois, a woman named Galicia Malone insisted on voting yesterday, even though hours before the polls opened, her water had broken and she had gone into labor. Folks at the polling location say Galicia's contractions were about 5 minutes apart as she cast her ballot. After voting, she then went to the hospital. You know, sometimes the choices on the ballot are so painful, we could all use an epidural. Next, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire yesterday, the Portsmouth Brewery was offering a free brewski to anyone over the age of 21 who brought in an I voted sticker. At least that was the plan, but the brewery was forced to withdraw the offer due to federal election laws. Political party poopers. And finally, we have Southern California and the contrast of polling locations you could find. At the high end of the spectrum, you had luxury. Voters in Ritzy, Bel Air, and Brentwood could cast their ballots at the Lux Sunset Boulevard Hotel, which offered complimentary valet parking, free hors d'oeuvres, and other perks. Lifestyles of the rich and famous registered voters. Meanwhile, not too far away in Hollywood, voters were casting their ballots in the playpen area of a McDonald's. That's right, at a McDonald's. In fact, there's a rumor some folks tried to vote without getting out of their cars using the drive-thru.
Yeah, I'll have three Democrats, three Republicans, and a Libertarian on the side, please.
Would you like fries with that?
You could see that one coming, couldn't you? I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-Day Challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-Day Challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.